What's up?
This is Draco.
And this is Alicia.
And you're now tuned in to OD Podcast.
Oh. Period. All right, we're recording.
Way yapping. Way yapping. Yeah.
I thought you said yapping. Let me tell you something about TikTok. They will run a word to the ground. Every time a word becomes trendy, they just start over. Yapping is a yapper, which is somebody who just talk a lot. It's just, okay. Louise, who listens to the show faithfully, was telling me about how language is changing because of TikTok. Like, people are starting to talk the same no matter where they live geographically. And I just think that's very interesting. That's all.
Yep.
I don't like it. As someone that loves history and being able to trace things back, I don't like that.
I think that this is just a moment to let people know that if you're a person that's not American or you didn't come from an American family, that this should let you know that American people do have culture. Thanks.
I think it's so weird to say that America's...
Because why y'all saying yes, bitch, in Dubai? Come on now. Where you get that from? Because y'all didn't make that up.
I don't understand why they say Americans don't have culture. It's actually strange because I don't think that people, when they say that, do they know what culture means? And it also brings me to when Europeans love to say that Americans don't travel when their literal country is smaller than a state in our 50-state country.
No, seriously.
And so it does actually make sense that so many Americans don't have passports, because you can go somewhere in America, anywhere, several places where there's a different accent, the time zone is different, the culture is different, the people look different, the landscape is different. Like, I will always use the West as an example, but specifically Arizona, it's like nothing else in this nation. But you go somewhere like Florida and you are in the same country. You go somewhere like upstate New York, you're like, what the heck is going on? Then you go to New York City, how is the same state? But I just think it's so strange when at the end of the day, we're all victims. I've been on this rabbit hole. Yeah, I know. I'm always talking about how much I love history. I truly, truly love history. I'm no historian. I'm not like somebody that can really teach it per se, but I love consuming it. And I came across this content creator on TikTok, and I cannot remember her name, but I'm sure I'll come across it. But she influenced me to buy this book today. Let me show y'all what it is. It's called A People's History of the United States. The author's name is Howard Zinn, and it's essentially diaries and literary pieces from the beginning of U.S. history. We're talking about journals, records, things like that. And so it's the true words and sentiments of colonizers. And it, while I fully understand the U.S., the American history and how things were established, it's a lot of stuff that I never either thought about or even knew, especially considering like how racism even was created. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that path, but what were we just talking about? There was a reason why I brought that up. Oh, history, being able to trace things back.
Americans not having culture.
Oh, Americans not having culture. So anyways, it's just unfortunate that people from other countries or continents, especially the continent that created this system that we have, will still try to like compare us in a way that will try to put us down, especially given our history, especially Black Americans given our history. But yeah, it's if y'all have a chance, please check out that book. It's really sad. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. When you know, if you have any ounce of sympathy or empathy in your body, reading a book like A People's History of the United States, you would have a little bit more tact with the way you navigate this earth and how you understand people's issues. When we're talking about war in other countries, we're talking about race issues in the USA and things like that. It's actually very freaking disappointing that the same issues that were established, same systems that were in place hundreds of years ago are literally going on today and are still dividing us as a nation. But anyway,
I've never been a history person. I failed history the first 2 years of high school because it was boring.
But it's because of the teacher. It's all about how you consume it.
True. But I feel like as an adult, I've grown to appreciate, and I look up stuff on my own, and just especially with me traveling a lot, And then just navigating through life, I realized that certain things happen because something happened before that made people act like this. And so I'm like, you know, let me try to see what the hell this is going on. But I've never been a history person. I've always been more into science and math. Like, I literally follow math teachers on TikTok and be solving math problems with them every day. But it's so funny.
See, like, I promise you. Well, if you like gossip, you like history because it's all messy. But it is all about how it's presented to you. I had a professor in college who, I think I've shouted him out several times, but he taught history that like it was a soap opera, like it was drama, like it was reality TV, because that's exactly what it gave. And so it made it easy for me to retain it. And it made it easier for me to understand it because it is boring because you're just reading about a bunch of people that you don't know. But if you think about like the theft, the incest, the classism, the racism, the robbery, it's like, yeah, it's like following ATL Scoop, except it's American Scoop. And so it's not that it's even good, but it's very interesting because it paints a picture of how we were before we were born. But yeah, to just see that a lot of like racism was really created because of intimidation. Like, there was no such thing as racism. But I'm not going down that path. I do implore you all to check out the book, or let me just find the creator. How about that? I want y'all to check her out because she's a Black woman and she's reading the book and she's essentially interpreting it the way that makes it easier to consume. But her name on TikTok is, I don't know how to pronounce this, La Heifa Cat. Oh, La Heifa Cat, like the boss cat. LAJEFACAT. She has a playlist called A People's History, and it's her reading this book. Dang, one of these videos has hit 4.2 million. When I first discovered this series, it was like a couple hundred people, and that's crazy. But history is dark, y'all, and all of it started because of white man greed. All of it. So, what a coincidence.
Even the debate.
Then me and my friend. The debate on who?
Side teeth.
Oh Lord.
Started by white people. That's when.
But I wanted to end that little topic with just me and my friend went to see Civil War last night, which is a movie that I thought was a part of the Marvel universe, but I was wrong. But it is essentially about a dystopian America, and I don't think nothing in this movie is impossible, but it's like to the point where government has lost control of the nation. There's wars being fought against who I don't freaking know, but everybody was dead. And it actually was, y'all, you know how when you shocked and you put your hands on your cheeks? My hands never left my cheeks the whole hour and a half of that movie. It was like, oh my God, this is actually crazy, and this is actually possible. And I hate to be dramatic, but it is. It's just, honestly, y'all, this world is an effed up place. And once we realize that we were all duped into comparing each other and to thinking that we're better than the other and there's something different about us that's bad, it's honestly all really sad, though. So just live your life and be nice to people. Sad. But yes, this side tooth conversation. Now, I used to not have a side tooth on both sides, because growing up in poverty, I had poor dental health. And while I had Medicaid, it was definitely not a priority in our household to stay on top of it. I'm just keeping it real. So in my 30s is when I had a chance to really address those concerns. And I did it. I got braces, I got fill-ins, I got bridges, I got root canals, I got extractions. I did everything I needed to do to get the smile that I have today. And I could never downplay somebody for not having a side tooth solely off of access, because I was once that person. So to see people be making these little snarky jokes, even though the people saying that it was intended for a specific person, I think it's very lame. I just think it's very lame. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I know that I have had classes takes. I am nobody's angel. But some things I just draw the line on. I just think that some stuff it's just strange. That's all.
So I think that because, and I know that everybody's Twitter timelines are like tailored to whatever they follow or who they follow. But for me, obviously, I'm going to follow a lot of Black queer people. And unfortunately, in this space, people like reading is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just become the norm. And it's even transferred to like every other community, not just the gay community. Everybody talks about reading and shade and blah, 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 whatever. But in our community, that's what we do. That's just, and that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it cool at all. Cause I don't think that it's cool. But I think that I get online and I see so many things about the way people look, the way that people walk, how they, I mean, even down to like people with, like say for instance, like Shamar. Shamar is physically, what's the proper term that I could say that won't be offensive? There we go.
He's physically disabled. His body is deformed.
Yes. And people literally make memes about the way his body is shaped, the way he talks, his teeth, everything like that. And everybody just kiki, laugh, ha ha, hoo hoo hoo. So in my head, when I seen the comment, I didn't really take it too deep because I'm like, for one, okay, whatever. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. And I understand that. But I do understand. I think that for me, it's just also hard for me to look at influencers as celebrities sometimes, or like public figures that big, because especially when they're not like somebody who's like
doing something.
I don't know. I don't want to compare who's more popular than who, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't look at this person like that, like in that space, especially because he's fairly new to it. But I do think that that's irresponsible. Like, you should definitely watch your mouth, especially when you're in that space where you're curating a crowd and you have people who are looking up to you and or whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I see worse shit than this every day. Y'all just laugh at it, like it, and keep fucking going. Like, I didn't think it was that deep.
Well, I think that we should provide context on what we're talking about. The content creator, DeAndre Brown, made a tweet saying that, along the term, basically saying side tubes must be very expensive, essentially calling out the fact that people are missing side tubes. Like, why don't you just get it fixed? That's what he was saying. But it's also been conversation around veneer tech. So I don't know if the two were related or this was unrelated. But I personally think that the reason why people were up in arms about DeAndre specifically tweeting that is because he always saying something that's like very classist or elitist. So it's like, okay, we sick of you. Because yes, any of us could have said that. Plenty of us have said that. But to me, from my observation of the last few years that I've been aware of him, this is his persona. This is how he is. So I think that people were already discussing the veneer tech thing, and here he go, throwing in his two cents.
Yeah. I think it's similar to like the Amanda Seals thing, because people were like, oh, she's speaking for people like me. Like, I've seen that a lot. And in my head, I'm just like, okay, great for you. She ain't speaking for me.
What are you talking about?
Well, the Club Shay Shay interview with Amanda Seals and Shannon Sharp, it was divided. A lot of people were on her side at first, like when it first dropped. Mm-hmm. And I was having a lot of debates with people, especially my friends, because they were siding with her because, you know, she was speaking the same language as them and they felt seen, which I can respect that. Like, I'm not going to take away from that. But for me, I know too many people like that. I know too many people that for me, how I view her, like, I don't think that she's wrong. I think that she's very knowledgeable. I don't think that she, you know, whatever. But I do feel as if she's one of those people where it's almost, I wouldn't even call it a Karen situation, but people who just have to make a big deal out of every single thing.
Yeah.
Like, certain things that don't even need to be blown out of proportion. And unfortunately, when you're that type of person, people tend to just look over you because you have a reputation of just complaining about everything. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
The bag of chips was halfway full this time and it wasn't full. You don't need to go on a 20-minute video rant and talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't know.
I agree with you.
That's not really my type of person at all. You know what I'm saying? So I feel, yeah. I don't know.
Amanda Seals is a very smart and talented person, for sure. But I do think that she is one of those people that's always got a problem somehow with something, and it's never her fault. Like,
ever.
I did not watch that interview from beginning to end, but I watched very long pieces at a time, like 45 minutes, hour and a half. I tried to get through. I tried. But I don't recall any times where she was just like, I was tripping. I was this, I was that. It was like, they hated me. They tried to do this to me. And I know that people are not just making your life difficult for nothing. Most, in general, people mean well. People just want to wake up, go to work, go eat, go home. obviously that's not how it goes, but I'm just saying people are not like, how can I ruin Amanda Seale's day? But like, for example, there was a couple of things she said that made me be like, yeah, I can't even side with her. When she was like, yeah, people told me that they ain't like me because I was light skinned. And she was talking about like some dorm roommates, but it made me think about coming. Like, I've actually had someone tell me, swear to God, on my life, somebody told me that they didn't like me when they met me because I was ghetto. And so I know that somebody could have said that
to her. I've had that same, actually, plenty of times.
So I don't doubt that that happened to Amanda Seale. Now, one thing I can say about myself is I am truly who I am everywhere I go. And typically that's well received. Amanda Seale is saying the opposite for herself. She is who she is everywhere she go, and it's not well received. And I think that she has a pattern. I'm trying to bring it home. I forgot my point. But basically, she, like you said, she just makes a big deal about everything. And in reality, that's not really bad because she is representing a group of people. But you also can't be upset with people responding the way they do when you respond the way that you do. It's just kind of like, you kind of got to, it's like, you know, we loved her on Insecure. She was a completely different person. People didn't know that she was in Floetry briefly. She could sing. She's a poet. Like, she's been famous for a long, pretty much her whole life. It is, but it's like, she doesn't realize that she just creates issues. And I know several people like this. They just, they're not necessarily bad people, but it's like, listen, bro, leave her at home. Like, yes, the chips should be full. We know this, but today we just want to celebrate Lil Riri happy birthday. Like, it's like, come on.
Yeah, like it don't even be that deep.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you're at, like, for example, I have a love-hate relationship with corporate America. Like, I love that it can make me a lot of money for less physical work. But I hate that I feel exploited. I hate that timelines are short. I hate that so many things go on. But if I like I can complain, I can set boundaries, and I can do something about it. But every single thing that comes to my plate, I'm like escalating it to upper management, escalating it to HR. It's like, bro, come on. Like, some stuff is what it is. Not saying that we should allow the system and people to walk over us and abuse us and use us, but it's like some things, it's just what it is. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, when she said, oh, Issa's PR didn't let me into the party, and she don't know why. And when she said that Issa said that she ain't got nothing to do with it, I believe it. I believe she said that, because it's like, listen, Issa probably knows, and obviously I don't know, Issa Rae could be a terrible human. I don't know. But I just feel like she probably knows Amanda well enough to be like, this is not my circus, not my monkeys. I know my PR. I know you. And there's nothing that I could say or do with this situation to make it better. So I need y'all to settle this. And it sounds like she tried to make that connection. But what was left out is why the PR person had a problem with Amanda Seale. And when Amanda tried to use the excuse, how can I be a mean girl on your show? It's very possible. It's like somebody trying to ruin somebody's birthday party. What do you mean? How can you? So are you negating the fact that you probably were hard to work with? Because you probably were. How do you and only you have a problem everywhere you go? And yet you still keep getting these big opportunities. And all these opportunities, you had a negative experience. It's actually crazy.
Yeah,
I stand with people like that. It I was
one. Me too. And unfortunately, I have one or two friends like that that I've had to just kind of be friends with them at a distance, because I really do enjoy them, like, as a person, and I think they mean well. But as many times as somebody can sit here and try to tell somebody, so like, I don't know if y'all ever experienced this, but you ever been around somebody and every time you go somewhere, oh, they don't like me. They don't like me. These people don't even know you.
For no reason. And you know what's crazy?
You've never even been in a room with them more than 5 minutes. Why would, what would make you think that? Like, that's so annoying.
I think it's intimidation. It's comparison. Because I think it's like, now, I don't know if guys do this. Maybe gays, no shade. But I know girls for sure. Like, let's say a girl is really pretty. She's got stuff going on. She's probably the best looking girl in the room. I don't know. I'm just being dramatic. But if another pretty girl walk in and now it's beef. And it's for no reason. But it's like, dang, I ain't the chosen one no more. Oh, she got an attitude. Oh, she thinks she all that. No, you think I'm all that. And so now you got beef with this girl who don't even know you from a can of paint. And it's like, it really be comparison. That's really what it is. And I hate to even use the word jealousy, because ironically Andre Brown used the term jealousy, but I don't think that applied in his situation. But I do think that people have jealousy at the root, but they don't know how to express it. And it's like, instead of expressing it, they just create issues and hope that they win that situation and then they can be back on top and nobody have to worry about the other person.
Yeah, no, I don't understand that like people like that. Like, I can't really get along with it. But like I said, like, I have friends like that, but I just keep them at a distance. You know, I give them advice when I can and on how to not be that way. And I even let them know, just on a real tip, like, this is probably the reason why you're not getting into these certain spaces that you want to get into, because you're giving off this energy. And that's not, I don't understand, you know, you don't have a reason to do that.
Back to
the DeAndre Brown thing. I feel like he, on the other hand, he could have turned that situation around, but he doubled down on it and with the jealousy shit and all the rest of the stuff. And I think that's what made people mad. Because, like I said, people say that all the time. So I wasn't really offended and I didn't see nothing wrong with it. However, I do understand that you're in that space. So you are talking about elitism. The right way to have gone about that would be,
he coined the word elite, not coined it, but he really overuses that word. Yeah,
that's your brand. So the way that he could have did that, if that's something that you wanted to bring to the forefront and not your group text, your group chat, why don't you give people options on how they can get it fixed or free programs where you can, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end
he
capitalized off of that. Because you are in corporate America and image is everything. So you could have been like, you know, I understand that, you know, not everybody can afford this, blah, 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 or whatever the finances be, but these are options you can do to elevate your look. He could have made
that tweet was clearly about a person. That's where you had nothing to do with the other two topics on the timeline. And that's another thing I hate. Because to me, instead of arguing with everybody, just be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you're making it worse, doubling down. And obviously, we got free will. We could say, we could talk, it's a free country. Yada, 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 yada. But you know you were being shady. Somebody calls you out about it. This is Twitter. Just ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go, because you don't got jumped about your takes way too many times. I mean, all the way back to the, you shouldn't invite people to your birthday dinner if you ain't paying for everybody. Shut up. Shut your yapper. Okay? Good God. And I pray to God, if I do ever become a...
Because I can tell just by how he moved that's probably how his parents were. He went to private school. His parents are well off. They lived in a nice neighborhood. He went to Morehouse. So, you know, I think for me, I'm like, I don't agree with him, but I get it, because I'm just like, this is genuinely who he is. And he probably think that that's a reality for everybody, but it's not. And it's also kind of crazy, because he has two friends that he hang out with very closely who are from the hood.
But the space that they're in makes them acceptable and palatable, especially Ray Monte. Yes, he hood, but he the hood that is not a threat to Andre, because Andre still thinks I clearly don't know, but I just think that people love a hood person that's still hood but is in a quote-unquote elite environment. It allows them to play both sides a little bit, be like, ooh, I like ghetto, but you ain't like the ghetto that's like, I ain't gotta actually go to the hood. You give me an experience kind of thing.
You want to know something crazy? I feel like people do me like that, because I know how I talk. I'm not changing how I talk. It is what it is. And me living in California, a majority of the people here, obviously, they have that accent. They speak proper English. Like, you can tell they're from here. But then you have people that move here that try to adapt that. Like, they move here and try to pick up the Valley Girl accent and all the other stuff like that. And so when I come in spaces, I'm talking how I'm talking to y'all right now. And of course, people kind of side-eye it until they realize that I understand, you know, that I can speak the same language as y'all. I just have a different accent.
Yeah.
And then it's just the way I look. I have locks. I have tattoos on my face. I experienced this the other day. I went to a skincare event, and I went in there and worked my set, boo. I knew it. And before I got there, because of the type of event it was, I'm like, I'm probably going to be the only black person here. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work myself. So I just made sure when I went in there, I'm like, I'm not just here to get free shit. I'm here. I know what's going on. I'm here to try to learn about the product. Child, they was offering me all type of stuff once I started opening my mouth. I met the owner. She gave me her personal card to email her so I can. And I'm like, see, exactly. But I feel like they're like, oh, wow, he's good. He's a good marketer, because he doesn't look like us, and he's hood, but he know what he's talking about.
Yeah, they're like, ghetto people can be smart. Wow. So you're not like the other ghetto people.
And they couldn't take it because the event, they were pretty much just showing off their new collection from the brand, and then they were offering, like, you can either get a facial, you can get filler, Botox, Restylane, or something else. So everybody was getting the filler because it was free. I don't need that. Yeah, no, take me to the facial spot, boo. Come on.
Yeah, I need. Oh, that's when you had got all that gunk and stuff took out your face.
Oh, look at my face. This is why I've been taking the pictures on the thing.
Your camera is extremely pixelated. It's been pixelated this whole time, but I believe you.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I had a facial before, but it wasn't like one of those like poor cleaning ones. I would like to get that kind of. Well, did it hurt?
Girl, no. And when I tell you, I'm shook. Like, I keep, and I know you're not supposed to touch your skin. But if you see me keep touching my face, it's because right here on my nose, I could feel my pores. Like, of course, you know, you have those little whiteheads and stuff. It's smooth. Like, my skin feel like...
I don't have those.
But I'm telling you, it's a good thing to get, though. It's called a hydrofacial, but they just suck everything out. The oil, dirt, pollution, and I need that. LA is dirty as fuck. Like, my skin, I never had really breakouts for until I moved here. And that sucks. That area is dirty. You get a car wash, your car is black. Like, I have a white car. It's like
that cost $300. Not mine.
A hydrofacial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can find you a person.
Yeah, make sure they in the hood so people can know I'm real. Because I go to the hood often.
I'm gonna. You know, Kim has a spa, but the only thing is in McDonough.
Exactly. And I've been there one time and I don't have no reason to go back. And I don't mind being out there, but it's just a very long drive for me. But I do want to get that. My skin, man, it's just every time I get my skin to a point where it's clear and clean, I get another scar. It's like I can't win, but I would like to get on I need to get on there like some kind of treatment from an esthetician for real, because I'm a cute girl and I got to keep it that way. I'm a cute ghetto girl.
So you probably, if you're looking for that, in my opinion, I feel like an esthetician is somebody who just esthetician is almost like going to the nail shop. You're literally going to get to get pampered. Like, you're getting a facial, you're getting steam treatments, extractions.
Some do offer like an actual plan though for clear skin.
That go to a dermatologist, an actual doctor. An esthetician is like a trade, huh?
Dermatology not covered under my insurance. Sorry.
Oh. That would be more accurate, though, because
thanks. It's the actual doctor. Thanks for knocking me down to the low class.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you can still go to an esthetician and get, like, facials. That's basically what it was. No, they just clean my skin.
You know, I go to this laser hair removal spot, and they offer it. They finessed me into getting leg hair removal yesterday. But, you know, let me tell y'all about this. Okay. So I think I told y'all last episode I've been getting laser hair remover. I don't know if I ever told you, but I paid like $1,800 for my Brazilian underarm. And I just paid another $1,800 for my legs, total legs, my happy trail, which is the hair on my belly button, and my toe knuckles. Ain't finna have no hair on my body. Who ain't finna be just walking around naked, squeaky clean?
So the $1,800 is for multiple sessions?
Yes, for 8 sessions, and the hair does not grow back. Literally, I had one session. Don't have no hair in my underarms, no hair in my vagina. Sorry, y'all. Since March, nothing, wow. Nothing has grown back. And I had one session and I paid for 8. Now, eventually, so what happens when it grows back? It falls out because they burn the follicles. And so after the 8 sessions, it's going to be to the point where it just, there's nothing to grow back. And so after a couple of years, I might get 3-4 hairs here and there and I just go and get a touch up. But I promise y'all, I had hair waxes every. Yes, it hurts.
That's the only. See,
it's
what I'm
like
saying.
Somebody taking a straight pin and just poking. But the good thing, the first session, what hurts the most, just like waxes, the first session hurts the most. I've already gotten out of the way, and then you have less hair follicles for them to burn off every time. But you can get numb. They actually gave me free numbing for my next session, so I can compare it. But I'm okay with it. I can handle it now. But I'm not gonna lie to you, it does hurt now. there are other spas where it doesn't hurt, but their system is also at a lower setting and you get hair growth back much quicker. So it's either go through the pain, never get hair again, or go through no pain and keep coming back, keep spending money. But now, I have friends that have gone... I remember a
while ago people were saying, they were saying like, depending on the pigment of your skin...
that's no longer a thing.
Okay, because they were saying like depending on the pigment of your skin, that'll make it hurt worse because it picks up the darkness because it's looking for hair follicle and it picks up the skin and it's going off.
You're getting burned. Yeah, so there are certain, previously there were machines that could not properly identify the hair follicle. So, and because your skin is dark, it's just look at it all as the same thing. So you would get burned. But that's not the case with mine. Two dark skinned women referred me before I ultimately pulled the trigger. I made it very clear that that was a concern of mine. My nurse who does my services is also a dark skinned woman. And I didn't get no burns. It was hot. That's all. It was just heat. From them burning it, and it don't give off no burning smell. A lot of people said it has, in other places they had a burning smell, but it took maybe 15 minutes. I swear to God, 15 minutes, and I have not seen a hair in my Brazilian area in my underarm.
I just want to do my underarms and my like private areas because I don't mind my legs, but now that I'm getting more tattoos,
well, I shave my legs like down.
I need it. Yeah, I need to start shaving my legs. But I've always been scared, and I have a tattoo on my body that this is probably the first time I'm ever telling everybody this, but I have a tattoo on my body that's spelled wrong that I've been wanting to get removed and redone.
Really? What tattoo is this?
Girl, I ain't even going to tell you where it's at. Or where I have 1,000, but I can't tell you which one. I ain't going to point it out because then you're going to... I feel like...
Was the tattoo somebody, already a dummy?
I ain't gonna talk. Long story. We're not going there on this.
This is news to me.
Yeah. I only told one person, and that's because they pointed it out, and they was like, Draco, I think this is spelled wrong. And I was like, no, it's not. And I looked. I was like, yes, it is.
But and you didn't know if you didn't know until they said something.
I didn't know.
Wow.
But they noticed it. They noticed it like 2 days after I got it done. So this was like fresh. It wasn't like I had it for a long time. I reached back out to the artist to see if we could do something about like fixing it. Cause it was only missing one letter and you can add it in there. And I'm like, you could just add it out, you know, in there. And she just, I don't know. We never brought it up again.
So I've been thinking Camelton spelled wrong.
And I used to pick at them and look at me, but I ain't telling nobody else. And I ain't even tell, now I feel like everybody's just going to be looking at my body. Like, which one is it?
Well,
you don't know.
So nobody are you going to get a cover up? Like, what do you do?
So here's the plan. I was just going to get like a few sessions of laser and get it lightened and then get it redone in the same.
Now
spot.
I did should have said I this. Somebody told me that.
So much.
Somebody told me that laser hair removal feels like getting a tattoo. So if you can handle that, you should be fine.
That's the thing. I don't know. I never did it. I'm scared.
You never got a tattoo?
Oh, you saying getting a tattoo. I'm talking about the removal. Like,
No.
Removal feel like somebody taking rubber bands and popping your skin like back to back.
Yeah, but now that's actually funny you say that.
They have a cooling machine that blow cold air on
Yes, that sounds like the exact same. So number one, they compared it to the rubber band thing, except there's no pulsating feeling. It's just one. But it does, that's the machine has the cooling sensation as well, which to me, I don't think the cooling does anything. It's just all for aesthetics. But okay. It's probably the same technology, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I think so too.
Because it swells up too, just like how tattoo remover does. My follicles were swollen for like, an hour after my appointment.
Hold on, it said my internet not stable. It's trying to reconnect. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hope it don't start recording.
Okay, there we go.
Is it still recording?
Yeah. It's going still. But I'm scared of that.
You can also get a test area. So I think you should. After one session, I'm sold, and I will pay another $2,000 if they can get rid of the hair on the rest of my body. Like, I shave a lot, and I'm a girl, so I can't even, I have to be shaved. And I never shaved my Brazilian on my underarms. I always got waxes. But waxes, I was paying $65 every 3-4 weeks plus a tip for 14 years. So I've paid for several laser removers. So it literally just only made sense for me to just stop doing it and pay my little 2 racks, 4 racks for laser hair remover.
For
and
the laser, so you don't have to go.
Yeah. So after about a year and a half or so, I've gotten my money back from what I would have spent in waxes. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it hurt, but it wasn't like insufferable. And it only took like 15, 20 minutes and she was done with everything. The only thing I will say with my underarms for like 2-3 days, I had to keep applying deodorant. I don't know why, but I was getting musty quick. But after that, I went back to normal.
I
ain't got no hairs, bro.
Do you be smelling a burnt hair? Like when it lasered off, do you smell it?
No, because you have to shave before you go. You have to shave as close as you possibly can. So it's no hair. And so when they burn the follicles, it stays under your skin until it naturally grows. Except when it grows, the entire follicle just comes out. So you'll be using the bathroom and you'll have hair on the toilet seat.
That is... Okay, well, that's kind of normal. Like deodorant. You're taking a shower.
Yeah, and I put on deodorant and it's hair on my deodorant stick. But it's very small because you shaved. So you don't even have... Honestly, I highly recommend it. Yes, it's painful. I'm just going to tell you the truth because people told me it didn't hurt. And it did hurt. It 10,000% hurt. But I would do it again. It's not like one of those... Like, it definitely... I feel like for the Brazilian area, it hurt in the middle of my armpit. And on my vagina, it hurt it on the inside of the lips. I'm sorry to be too TMI, but I'm just telling y'all what it is.
Everybody got now, it. I mean, all the girls.
I know, but I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I'm lying. But yeah, so I support it. Yes, it's expensive, but I have spent thousands on waxes and essentially in installments. And let's not talk about the gas money, the time it took me to get up and do it when I have not seen a single hair since March and it's May. So I'm supposed to have two waxes by now.
It sounds cute, but girl, I'm skeed.
Okay, well, you have fun with your follicles. All right, so what else is going on in the world?
What's
something that you're loving about LA right now?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so first of all, it's getting hot outside. I feel like LA is a very depressive city when the sun isn't out because everybody's so used to the sun. I mean, it's sunny California. So now I feel like we're getting into the thick of spring. So now the sun is coming out more. So once the sun come out, more events, more like, I mean, that's just what I love about LA, because the thing about it is, it's no secret. I love to be outside. I hate being in the house. And it used to be the opposite, but I love being outside. I just don't want to always have to feel like when I go outside, I have to be outside, turned up, drinking, partying, and doing stuff like that. So lately, I've been going to a lot of like very informative events. A lot of the events I've been going to been having mocktails, which has been perfect for me because I've been back working out and I've been eating healthy and stuff like that. So I don't really I feel like the alcohol is the number one issue of me gaining weight. and I could be wrong, but that's just me. That's how I feel. So
they
I'm enjoying
say it's a lot
all
of it's wasted calories.
It's a lot of wasted calories and it's a lot of inflammation because the thing is, I don't even think I'll be fat. It's just, I be swollen. Like, even when building. I lived in Atlanta, I couldn't fit certain shoes sometimes because my feet would be swollen, my stomach would be swollen, my face look swollen and stuff like that. So I try to keep my alcohol intake at a minimum. I'm not cutting it out all the way. I would be lying if I said I did. But anywho, I'm just loving all the outside events. I can go to the beach now. It just feels like what I moved here for. The wintertime out here is just... so depressing. Like,
So is it just gloomy? Are things not just not happening? Like, what's the environment
when it's rain? Like, people don't know how to, like, it's really crazy, but people do not know how to function in the rain. And then on top of that,
I know that because I experienced that when I lived in California.
They don't know how to function in the rain, so it's like when it's gloomy or even look like it's gonna rain, everybody's just in their own little spots or whatever. I don't know. It's just, it just, everybody just be tucked away in their own little areas when the sun is not out. But now that the sun is out, I feel like it's just been so much fun. I've been meeting so many new people. I've been hanging out with so many new people. Just, why does mine keep falling? But I've been really enjoying it. Now I wish that I can get some more clients. It's slow right now. Wait a minute, is it an earthquake?
Is that what it might feel? Oh wow! Right after I asked about LA.
Damn, I think it was just an earthquake, y'all. But
let's go to Twitter.
Let me go to Twitter. See, it was one earlier. Maybe that was aftershock. Let's see. But yeah, so I don't know. Right now, I'm just trying to. What am I trying to do? Right now, wait a minute, y'all.
That earthquake got you shook.
I feel like I still feel something.
Is it after? Could it be aftershock from back in? Because wasn't there another one? Because sometimes you can have aftershock like weeks later, right?
It was one earlier today.
Oh.
But I didn't feel it. I just seen it online. Anywho.
You okay?
It just. I'm loving it though, honestly. I feel like I'm at home now, honestly. Like I don't even be want to leave LA and go nowhere else. I feel like California is just perfect for me because I get every part of the United States in one city. Like for real, for real.
That's good. That's why I think New York is to me, but I don't want to live in a shoebox. But that's good, man. I'm having the same kind of feeling. I won't say the same kind of feeling, but like sense of belonging. Like I'm just so glad it's finally hot outside. Because there have been so many things for me to not say no to. I've been doing something every day. Every single day I've been doing something. I've been really honing in on my new tennis lessons. I got a one-on-one lesson this weekend with Andrew's mother, who is a coach. And so I'm playing with some of my friends tomorrow. I'm like, oh, y'all, I'm a tennis girl, and I actually really love it. I can't lie. I'm not that good yet. I'm not good at all, actually. But it's such a good workout. My body, I got muscles, y'all. I got muscles. I never had muscles before. Wow. I've just been doing all kinds of fun stuff, and I'm just feeling good. I feel like I got a new life. I swear to God, like it's I know what it is, but I just feel like my life is in such an excellent place. Like I'm just so doggone proud of myself, and I'm just like let me not say I don't have no worries. I am very pleased with how life is right now. Now I know that things in the world are chaotic, and I'm speaking from a place of privilege. I truly understand it, but I'm just talking about my immediate environment. Like I am blessed. That's really all I can say. I'm just like very blessed.
Can we
I'm just...
also not shame people for being happy for that where they are in their life, right?
Because I feel a guilt saying that because I understand like things are hectic. Yeah, and I do acknowledge that, and it's actually ironic you say that because I was just reading about the word reading comprehension, like reading to comprehend and not to reply. Because me saying that I'm very blessed does not mean that people who are not living like me aren't blessed. I'm talking about myself and myself only. But I'm just, you know, consider all the things I've experienced, how terrible my year was last year. I'm just, when I come home every day or when I wake up or whatever, I'm just like, I'm okay with this. This is good. Like, I'm just really, really pleased. I got rid of one of the worst jobs I've had in my life. You know what I'm saying? I went through therapy. I paid good money for it. I ain't got no hair on my body. You know what I'm saying? I don't owe nobody. My student loans almost paid off. My tenants renewing their leases. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just feel really good. And I pray that this feeling can last for as long as possible. But I just feel really good, man. I got really good friends. I got a lot of friends. And I can't say that they are stabbing me in the back. Now, obviously, I could be wrong. I don't know what's going on because my back is in the back. But I see a lot of people talk about how they don't have a lot of friends because people are not trustworthy. And I agree. I can agree with that. But over the years, I've been able to bring in new friends that are equally as good people as the friends I already had. And I've been able to mesh them together. And it hasn't been weird. It's just been a good, wholesome time. And I am grateful.
Yeah, I've been chilling. It's another day that I ain't get exposed by Baby Storm. So I'm grateful.
Oh, my God. Did you see that video that she now deleted?
No, what was it? I had to block her because I can't deal with that.
I just discovered her last week, but she was talking about how the president is going to get killed and that if you saw the Civil War movie, that's what's going to happen. Ironically, I saw it last night. It was just, she was talking crazy, but long story short, one of her friends had her admitted into a psych ward. And so when she came out of the psych ward, she started talking about how that friend was evil and that she had to put on an act to show the psych ward that she was okay, so they released her. And that's when she went on to put out this quote-unquote dirt about Ice Spice, which who knows what the truth is to it. She was talking about how her husband are going to pay. Oh, yeah, I'm good on her. She was talking about how her husband's going to pay one way. And that's why I be having to take breaks from these apps, because you consuming this stuff so often is just not natural, man. It's just too much. It's a lot, for real. Like, it's a lot.
I was supposed, she asked me to be in one of her videos before.
I remember when her and her little friends trying to record a video at Target, and they were trying to call them racist because they said they couldn't do it. Like, girl, get out of here.
Amanda Seals, there we go. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Mm. Because you can't come in my store and do a whole music video with 30 people with you in the middle of the aisle while people are shopping. They just got off work tired. They're trying to get some Pampers, get something to eat, get some tissue, toothpaste. Some painkillers.
I know. It's like, girl,
sliding down the thing. And these people are racist because they told you to get your ass out the store. Amanda Seals.
Yes,
Jr.,
you're in a business that you don't own. You're literally a patron. And you're not even here to spend money. And even if you were, you're doing a little bit more than that. Yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah. So that's what I don't like what social media has brought. It's just really removed common sense. And there's gonna be a day where I won't be on these apps as often as I do. I'd be really ashamed when I'm just like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And I'd be like doing nothing. So I'm just like going in between these apps. And I want to be released from the shackles of social media apps for real. Because I don't even always be posting.
And what did I get myself into making content?
Oh, hey, honey. You've been wanting to do it for a while, but I think that even with that, you can still create you can schedule posts. You know what I'm saying? If you got to limit your stuff, you know, you can. There's ways around it. It's just unfortunate.
Makeup post was definitely a scheduled post. I was not online.
That's what I do when I travel. Day. If I travel and I want the post to go live when I get back, I'm like, okay, by this time I'm gonna be on the plane. Okay, cool. When I come down, when I land, all my notifications will be blowing up because they like my pictures. But anyways, okay, so this is unrelated, but you know what I hate? They be like,
what?
Hey, y'all, it's your favorite such and such. I don't know you. Like, let's say every video you have, like, hey, y'all, it's Draco, your favorite makeup artist. And it's my first time seeing you. I don't have a favorite makeup artist. How about that? I don't know. That annoys me. Sorry.
Well, maybe they're speaking it into existence.
I don't like existence. I'm just kidding. No, I feel you. Okay. Also, I don't like, I said this off air, but I don't like when people give everybody some kind of family title. Everybody, your brother, your cousin, your sister. I don't like that. If I say somebody's my sister or my brother, it's because they are, because we share a parent, at least one. Okay, and I also don't call everybody cousin because I got a lot of them and I love them down, and I wouldn't ruin their lives by bringing y'all into it. But I don't like that. I don't like, because I feel like sometimes people get that title so early on, we haven't even built the connections to even be close enough to be family. I don't like it. It's fake to me. It's very fake.
Now what I do is, like, if I meet somebody and we have the same last name, I'm like, oh, hey, cousin, just joking.
Yeah, that's a little different. And I don't even like the twin thing.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I don't like
it because
now it's like we close.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it. And even the last person I was dating, they thought that I would love that because I was from Atlanta. So they were, what's up, twin? Don't do that.
I don't like it either. It's like,
I hate that.
Yeah,
and I think that's for people who don't really have a big family. Like, I have a lot of cousins. So I'm not going to be walking around here talking about, oh, hey, cousin, I have 69 cousins, okay? I'm like, no. Mm-mm.
And you think that's what do you really think you come from? I don't know. I don't like it.
I think you probably have the same PTSD too from that. So I have PTSD from people calling me cousin and brother and all this other stuff like that. And
yeah, I don't like it. I just think it's fake. I feel like it creates a fake camaraderie, and it's almost like people start calling you sis, and it's like you kind of got it. Like, okay, are we close friends now? It's like, I don't want to think about you. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I have one sister, and people don't even know we sisters, clearly. People are acting surprised. Can't do it, bud. What else? What else I don't like? I don't know. I don't like when people conflate opinions with argument points. An opinion is literally just that, an opinion. It's not up for debate. You can also respond with your opinion, but it's no right or wrong.
Yeah, it's simply an opinion. And
yeah,
let people have that. It's okay.
Exactly.
Move I think on that your the life. Problem just... that people do, the people, that, and I think this is just an American thing in general, is that people personalize things so much.
Yes.
What does me coming over to going in the comfort of my home, of my apartment that I pay rent at, that no cameras in here, you don't have access to get in here, nothing. I'm whatever I do in here, if I'm transitioning, if I'm doing whatever, as long as I'm not hurting nobody, raping, killing,
now,
or
wait a minute now. Did you say transitioning?
Yeah, because I'm just saying people be acting like me, not saying that I'm transition. I'm just saying speaking for, you know, for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Like, what does me transitioning into who I want to be, what does it have to do with you? Me living my life, walking the street, and people like, oh, like... you're infiltrating the kids and da-da-da, are you doing this? No, I'm not, because I grew up around, I didn't grow up around people, but my mom had all type of friends. I'm nothing like none of them. I ain't pick up nothing from them. I understand that this is who you are. This is what you did. I've probably never seen it before, or it was new to me, but that don't mean I want to do it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just weird. I also don't like how everybody, it's almost like people want differences and diversity, but then they also don't. Like, everybody wants to live the same. So it's like anytime something is different, like you almost like are called out. It's very strange. I miss individuality. I hate everybody talking the same, dressing the same, looking the same, taking the same trips. Using the same voice. I'm so sick of the content creator voice, bro. I sound so miserable, but I'm like, everything is annoying me on the internet.
Welcome back to my channel.
You guys, first time here. Or they'll start a video off with, no, because, well, I'm just like, just stop. Make it stop.
Yeah, no. Everybody, you know.
Anyway, I'm done complaining. I'm sorry. We done been recording about 51 minutes. I think that's enough complaints for this week. This episode wasn't even about nothing. That's the crazy part. Anyways, what you got going? You got any Memorial Day plans?
My birthday comes before Memorial Day, so let's start there.
True. You and my dad got the same birthday. Y'all 30 years apart.
Wow. Sickening. Okay. We got the same birthday as Dennis Rodman and Stevie Wonder as well. Your favorite singer.
Oh my God. I love Stevie Wonder so much.
Well, you and your daddy and him got the same birthday.
Yeah, I did know that too, but I just don't, I don't know if I ever, like, I knew it, but I never like mentioned it when I think of my dad's birthday. I need him to go on tour. I love Stevie Wonder so much, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm planning on things for my birthday. I want to go to Everyday People since it's on my birthday, and I love Everyday People.
Oh, my God. I want to go, too.
You know what's so crazy?
What?
Everyday People is a different vibe in each city because they have it everywhere. And I was, like, the one in New York was the first one that I ever went to, and I feel like that one was very, like, it felt like, I ain't know none of them people, and it felt like a family reunion. Like, it wasn't, the music wasn't too much. Everybody was so, I think the vibe about New York that I love is that nobody looks the same. Everybody got their own look. You walk through the city, everybody look different. You show up to a party, individuality is respected. And that's what I love. I feel like in Atlanta, it wasn't like that for me. It was more so like, everybody is being different the same way. Everybody wearing the same outfit and doing the same thing. And if you're not doing that, then you're the eyeball. Yeah, LA is a mixture of both. LA is a mixture of both. So the Everyday People here is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, I want to go because the one here is at Underground, right? They just had it yesterday, yeah. I think. Or is that Everyday People? It looked like Saturday. You know what, though? Yeah, it looks like a sweat fest, but I just think it could be cool. And I just haven't been downtown in so long. I just want to, I want to go to Frequency Friday.
Did Bryson go to it? I feel like he did.
He went to the last one, I think. Well, where is it? Like, how do I find it? They got an Instagram or something? Because I don't know how to even go over. Okay, I'm looking it up. But I want to do that, and I want to go to Frequency Fridays at the High Museum. But my friend, we missed the pre-sale. My friend has a membership. She's supposed to have been looking out for us, but she didn't. But I just want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just outside, man. And I've been trying alcohol. I'm a different person. I've been drinking wine, I'll say.
I was about to say, I was finna write you last night because I seen that you went to some little cocktail bar thing.
Yeah, but I had a mocktail.
Oh, okay, I was wondering. I was like, I wonder if she had a mocktail.
Yeah, but I have been trying alcohol. It just doesn't taste good. It's just.
Yeah, you don't drink alcohol because of the taste.
Yeah, it's just, I'm like, why would I want to consume this? Okay, I'm on the Everyday People website. LA, NYC, NYC, LA, NYC, Paris. They got a Paris? London?
No. Chicago? That's what I'm saying. They have them everywhere. That's what I'm saying.
Amsterdam,
they have them
everywhere. Toronto. Oh, they go Atlanta right here. The next one in Atlanta is September 28th. From 4 to 10.
Because Atlanta is not like a city that received Everyday People well. This last one that they just had looked lit as fuck. So I'm like, maybe they're going to add some
more. I like that it started at 4 o'clock. That's my kind of carry on. I could take the train.
Listen, too. That's me all summer. Let me tell you something. LA is the city for day parties. They don't have nothing but day parties all summer. And I love, y'all, I love a day party. Something that starts at 4 and is over at 10 o'clock. What? Who not going? Hey, I'm going to go.
And it's only $33. Yeah, I'm.
My ticket okay. for Everyday People is in my thing right here. Dice app. It's right there.
I'm signing up for a reminder right now. I'm going to go. September's a good time of the year, too, to be outside. The weather's going to be nice. By then, my body already tea, but it's going to be tea-er.
She getting money. Her body tea.
Body tea. She's super cute. She's super thick. Not she can buy tickets already. That. No, boo. I ain't doing that. Anyway, okay, let's wrap this up because I feel like I'm yapping, as the kids say. Actually, what's the date on that? September 28th? I might not make that, actually. Let me see. I got something going on that day. Let's see. Oh, no, I don't. It's the, it's nothing going on, actually. Okay, never mind. Say less. The God is good. All right, so anyway, sorry, y'all. This episode is about a bunch of nothing. I apologize. Oh, there were some people that DM'd me last week was like, thank you so much for uploading. Actually, like 3 different people reached out. I was like, dang, y'all, I'm sorry.
We be having lives, ho. I was playing off.
No, don't say that. It's no.
I'm just choking.
Oh, my God.
Don't edit that out either because I don't care.
No, I'm definitely editing that out. Like, what the freak? Anyways, all right. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. I got to go.
Okay, well, all right,
y'all.
See ya.
Have a good week. Talk to you next week. Send us some topics.
I don't need that.